CliffCentral.com.
Why these bitches see me? Go home, ride.
Go home, ride.
She is a mirror in my bed. I'm a smart guy. I ain't fucking with you niggas like I park that. Nah. Hit some, let's check my archive. I'm fucking so immaculate instead of acting what's happening. Rather blast a Jackson 5 in the back of an Acura, acting blacker than a Bernie Mac to Charlie Murphy's an Akon. The girls that you brought, man, where are they from? Where are they from? We were playing PlayStation. Why you standing there and say song? Girl, say song. No, this ain't a vacation. This is my house, my house. All you need is
Good afternoon, everybody.
Bought a new badass, 8K, nigga. Wanna take shots, 8K, nigga. When I ball, I'm a ball, King James, nigga. Uncle Ben in my hand, make change, nigga. And I'm out of this world like Tang, nigga.
That's a space bar, man, I hate y'all.
You only come around when you wanna play pool on my hot tub. Ice cream, paint job in the garage.
Hey, I want have a garage, menage, murdering the vibes, also me. My name is Malcolm Julio. You are hanging out with the worst guy. We're about to have a dope ass show, yo.
All she needed was
guys, doing it in the worst way as usual, in the worst way. I hope you guys are having a great day out there. It is 6 minutes past two. The sun isn't shining today, surprisingly. Once in a while, you know, the clouds come along, and you know, we have to deal with that too. It's never all sunny. Nothing's all good, nothing's all perfect, but we out here, and we're still here for a good ass show, man. I don't know if you've been following us on Twitter and the like, but yeah, we've got an interesting show today. Just talking about music as usual. Definitely our favorite topic here on the show is music. But yeah, music is changing, it's moving forward. There's a lot going on in the music store. I just recently heard closed down. The last Look and Listen in South Africa has officially closed down. So this spiked up the conversation about whether or not music with albums is dying. You know, where is it moving to? Is it moving towards streaming, which seems like the case? But also we have to establish whether this is a viable option for artists. Are artists making any real money streaming their music, especially local artists? Because we can come to talk about international artists who obviously have a bigger reach as it is, but if albums are dying, they're dying here as well as overseas. So I think a lot of music in South Africa has been helped up by the fact that I do think more people in South Africa still buy albums because there is a lack of internet access across the board. Obviously, there are people who have moved on to live streaming or YouTube or whatever the case may be. But I do still think there are quite a few artists, local artists, who still use their albums as the primary way to sell their music. So we're just going to think about what it takes for a local artist to make it in the streaming world. You know, we'll take a look at how many downloads you have to get to reach minimum wage. This is based on American statistics, using information such as like what Spotify Deezer, Beats, you know all these streaming websites. And yeah, you can also hit us up, join the conversation, tell me, what do you do? Do you stream music these days? Are you still going to the store to buy a physical copy of music? Yeah, come, tell us, join the conversation here at The Worst Guys. You can call us on 0797482090. That's the WhatsApp line. Hit us up with a message on that platform, or you can hit us up on Twitter at @_worstguys. We also have the cliffcentral.com. That's the handle at cliffcentral.com. Talk to us about what you're doing these days with your music, man. What are you doing? But yeah, hold up, yo. We're gonna burn the building up very soon. Hope you're having a good day. Malum Cool Cat, sexual offender, we know the way. But you know, he's been convicted, he's got his, he's paid his crop. So we still can jam to Aman Dombazani, right? Or our feminist auntie, okay, Malum Cool Cat. I just want to know what you guys feel about the guy. Because that was still quite a tune. It was still quite a bump. Alright, so we'll just get straight into it, eh? We'll talk about where music is growing, right? The concept of an album. This is actually the fundamental question for me ultimately is the whole idea of an album, right? When an artist makes music and he decides to release a project, the music will come from a certain period of time. There's a reason why all these songs appear on this album in this platform. Whether I'm doing 12 songs, whether I'm doing a double album, there's an inspiration to create, right? So this inspiration to create obviously leads to a project, and the project as we have known it in the past has been an album or a cassette if you want to go even further back. But the idea is that you have a certain amount of tracks on a project. But now with streaming, what we've started to realize is that a lot of music is being streamed individually. So people are streaming individual tracks and then moving to another track from another artist. And that kind of changes the balance of a project. From the artist's perspective, what is the most ideal project to start off with? Will you release? And then secondly, we can go into whether this new project works in terms of the internet and where music seems to be going as it is. Because if I think about an example of how the concept of an album is changing, but how it's still kind of around. I recently got John Mayer. John Mayer had been releasing The Search for Everything, which is his latest album. He'd been releasing The Search for Everything little bit by little bit, and he was going to do that over a period of a year. So let's say you'd get 4 tracks every 3 months, and yeah, at the end of the year, you'd have virtually a full album. But he did stop doing that, and then he released the project fully. He's not right across from me, so I can't ask him exactly why, but I'd have to assume that it wasn't working as well as he would have liked it to, because money might also be a factor, because these days we're streaming music, it's 10 rand a song. He made 40 bucks each time, you know, so that might be a factor in the reason why he decided to release an album. But that's somebody, a successful artist who dropping music one at a time, per se, and now he's back on an album. So we still got to understand that the album still has some value, but music stores are closing down. Look and Listen, the last Look and Listen in South Africa is closed down. They've been in business rescue since 2014 even, so it's been hard, and I don't know how the big dogs like Musica are surviving. Because we still need, there's still vinyl. Okay, I guess Musica, DVDs, vinyls, etc. But the focus has always been music, and this is dying slowly but surely. It really is. And for me personally, when it comes to an album, the reason why I really like it is because of the package. You know, the whole package of an album. It's almost the difference between a book and an ebook. You know, the content is the same. When I read an ebook, it's the same things that I'm reading, but I like to feel the book in my hands, you know, read the biography on the front and at the back and see the cover art. I think the cover art has a lot to do with the idea behind the project that you are creating, whether this is books or music. The cover art is a very important message to the listener in terms of what you are feeling, what you're trying to get across with this particular project. So I like the idea of a hard copy. That's my personal feeling about music, is a hard copy. Or maybe because I'm in the data mouse fall fight and this shit is still crazy expensive. So if I do want to buy music, I have no choice but to buy a hard copy album. But yeah, this data is obviously limiting for a lot of South Africans in terms of streaming music. But I do like other aspects of an album, like going through the track list and the biography of the individual songs or whatever the case may be. Yo, guess you just joined me in the stew. We're talking to one of the main boys of life, one of the worst guys.
Not even one of the main ones, the one and only.
The one and only. What up, dog? What up? I feel like the hustle is on you today.
Hey, man, not even just the hustle, it's the fucking Joburg Sandton traffic.
Yeah.
And grannies, you know what I feel like? I feel like senior citizens, y'all need to get the fuck off the road. If you're older than the age of 65 and you've retired, get the fuck off the road. Yeah. There's Uber for a reason.
If you retired, you shouldn't be driving.
You know, I'm out here on my hustle and you're like, oh, well, I'm at the four-way stop. Should you go first? You should get off the road. The fuck off the road, man.
Alright, no, but it's good to have you in here, my boy, because this conversation is actually really dope. We have it's intense. We talk about music, right? Because
one true love.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I say. Where I was chatting to Dory outside a little bit, and the last Look and Listen has closed in South Africa. The music store, Look and Listen.
Yeah.
So we're just talking about the idea of music, where it's going. Do South Africans have the access to streaming, the likes and that? Look. For me personally, I still like the idea of an album.
Yeah, right? I get what you're saying, like the hard copy.
The hard copy, the cover art, the bio of the songs in each one.
Yeah.
But, like, music is changing.
Yeah, I feel like it still lives on, though. I mean, you still get all of that cover art, and, like, you get the cover art. I'm not so sure about, like, the biography. I know way back in the days, they even used to print the lyrics art.
That was the dopest. You didn't have to use the Rap Genius.
You know what I'm saying? But things have advanced, like you said.
Yeah.
And, like, honestly speaking, I can't complain. I really can't. It's convenient. But I feel like, to a certain degree, convenience might take over the purity of the art as well. You know what I'm saying? Because now you've got graphic designers who are soon going to maybe fade out. You never know.
Yeah. So in terms of your listening pleasure, do you actually stream music or do you still buy albums?
Let me say 50-50 because... my car, you know, I don't have the luxury of Bluetooth. So I'm a person who's gonna, if I like what I've streamed and what I've downloaded, I'm gonna go make sure I support that artist and buy the CD.
All right, okay, so you'll if you like the music or it's basically about the artist.
Yeah, it's basically about the artist.
It's not like, how you get it. It's giving him some value for his value that he's given to you.
Yeah, you present like I'm not gonna go. Or honestly speaking, if South Africa still did singles, like back in the days, right? I'm not gonna go buy Shasha. You know what I'm saying? And it's a waste. That I could have gotten a taxi for that money. I could have filled up with 10 rand, but I'm not gonna go buy that. No, I'm not gonna go buy the album either, because you might get one or two tracks that's fucking dope. And is that the problem in South Africa?
This is the thing with streaming. It's very choice orientated. You can be like, I only like half this album. Yeah. Why should I buy the whole album when I can stream or buy 5 songs? You know, and I completely understand that. But for me, the album is about the journey.
Yeah.
There's a story. I was saying earlier, you put together this amount of music, these 13, 14 songs that came about in a similar time or have a similar theme to them. That's what makes an album an album. See, that's the project at the end of the day. I know music, you can have a song, but for me, what you're looking for is that full story, the scope behind what it took to make this.
Nah, I get you.
So that's my thing with album. But also, when you think about money, I don't think
artists are making as much money with streaming.
I really don't. I've actually, I checked out this article on The Guardian. Let me just go to it quickly so we can chat about it. Okay, so ultimately this article is based on what it would take for a musician to reach minimum wage, which is in America. This is based on American figures. But yeah, the minimum wage is $1,260. This is minimum wage.
Okay, so that's weekly wage, I'm thinking.
Yeah, and no, actually, it sounds a bit expensive for weekly. I think it would be a salary. $1,260.
Okay.
That's
okay.
A lot. That's
times
15.
So we're going on per month.
Yeah, per month. Okay. So now, some streaming websites give less percentage of the money that it was used to buy the actual track.
Yeah.
So the streaming websites like Beats, for example, with a less number of users, will give a bigger percentage of however much the track
but
costs.
Like, all in all, are you just saying how much money an artist can make from streaming, or are you saying all in all
from streaming
alone?
From streaming or sites, internet music sites like iTunes, where you buy the actual. You don't stream it only. You buy the content, but you're buying it from the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't think much money is made from there.
Yeah, so like, okay, for example, Spotify says that its average payout for a stream to labels and publishers is between $0.006 and $0.0084. But average payment to an artist from the label portion of that is $0.00128. This is being what a signed artist receives after the label's share. So obviously we can get into the talk about independent artists versus being represented by a label. Because even if your stuff is selling online, you could still be represented by a label.
Yeah.
But if you're an independent artist completely, you could Spotify it up all day. You
all
know,
day,
without
day.
Without the need of a label.
I think all of these platforms, in order for your music to be streamed, to be bought, it's just, like I said, it's just a platform for people to hear your shit and in order to get access to it. But the main money obviously comes from like the performances, the tours and all of that, and then the endorsement, brand endorsement.
Yeah, you see, with live performances, not all artists are live performers. There's a lot of great musicians who record and release great music, but they're not a performer as per se. They might be a great songwriter, for instance, and even singer, but they're not necessarily a performer. And this was talking about the different avenues that musicians can make money, because it's not... The music isn't the only thing. There's merchandise. There's the live also for the performers who do perform live.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different things you can do to make money. I was listening to an interview with Funko Cartel, a South African rock band, with Gareth Cliff, and they did crowdfunding. They sold merchandise and stuff, and they made money from outside of the actual album. They haven't released an album in 14 years. But they made $750,000 from crowdfunding.
Wait, what? $750,000.
They haven't released an album in more than a decade.
Yes, man.
And they're still making money.
That's like times seven my salary. Jesus. Jesus. Just from clothes, my man.
Yeah. So there are ways for artists to make money, and there's sites like Bandcamp where you auction off your music, right? So your song doesn't cost a particular amount. It doesn't cost 10 rand, 9 rand, 99.
Dope. I want to hear this concept. Yeah.
So they put the song out and they say, donate whatever you feel like donating.
Oh, I thought it was like, let's say for example, Juice Back. Juice Back going for 3 rand, 95, 3 rand, 95. I got 3 rand, 95. Do we have 5 rand for Juice Back? 5 rand for Juice Back. Juice Back, 5 rand, 5 rand, 10 rand, 10 rand. Sold for 10 rand.
No, that's not it. So, but you basically put the onus on the listener and say, hey man, I appreciate your support. I'm giving you a product. Put whatever you want in the guitar bag.
Hey man, the thing
is busking, essentially.
The people who are gonna be jumping to my sort of music are like broke niggas. Yeah. So I don't know. Hey man, listen, dope. Your music's dope, yo.
I only got that 10 red for taxi though, dog.
You know, so I ain't got no money though, but your shit is dope, dog. You know, we gonna make it one day. You know what I'm saying? That's a fucked up message.
You see, but this is also the whole idea of access to the internet and how it limits us as South Africans.
Yeah.
Because this what we're going into is international artists mostly. But if you think about local artists, there aren't really local artists who are killing the internet game. Casper is one of them.
Yeah.
If not the only one of them. He can say, before Tito Mboweni was released on YouTube, he's like, I was going to reach 1 million in 2 weeks, 1 million views. And there it was, before the time he reached 1 million views. So I don't know what he's doing separately from these other artists. But that's YouTube still. And we'll go through this, and to make money off YouTube, you have to be so big. In fact, let me go right to it.
To make money off of YouTube, it's not necessarily just about the views, it's the subscribers that you have.
Yeah. So on YouTube, to make this minimum wage that we're talking about in America of $1,226, you have to get 4,200,000 streams or listens.
Until you start making that money.
That money.
Yes.
So, but this is, YouTube is the biggest
imagine
one. That's,
you,
yeah, you have to get the most.
4,199,999 views. You still ain't paid. Hey,
you still a broke ass nigga there.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah, okay,
you.
So like, let's compare. Tidal is 180,000.
Okay.
Streams.
No.
Google Play is 172,206 plays. And now when we go to the actual buying from music sites like iTunes, iTunes, you'd have to get 1,826. Mm. Yeah.
What do you think of iTunes in terms of its platform? And
I think they're raping niggas. I think they're not giving artists as
what
much
they
as
do.
They... Yeah, yeah. Taylor Swift had that beef about iTunes stealing money from artists. And but now we look at the competitors. We look at people like Tidal. They have artists on their roster, right?
Yeah.
So it's almost like they're being represented. And
so Tidal is representing the
artists.
So they don't necessarily have to pay them in a sense. You get what I'm saying? Is that the kind of vibe that
no,
you're
what
saying?
No, what I mean is that, like, if you have a label or a representative...
Yeah.
Tidal is my representative. The representative is always going to fuck you over because that representative is a business in and of itself.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, I mentioned Beats. They pay out more for individual streams because they don't have as many users.
Yeah.
But if their users grow, you get less. So you're almost playing a game with the
artist.
Publisher okay. and the artist, between the publisher and the
yeah,
artist.
Yeah, but then, like... This is the whole reason why more and more artists are just deciding to go indie.
Independent, yeah.
You know? And... I honestly feel like it shouldn't be that way. If you have the money, if you have the resources, help these guys who are creatives put their work out.
Yeah.
You will reap the reward at the end of the day. You don't need to be selfish. I mean, if the pie is big enough, we can all eat.
I see it, boy. It's
we
Christmas,
can all
such,
eat.
Yeah.
You know, but like, hey, we live in a very, very materialistic world.
Selfish world.
Hey, let me tell you. So everybody's looking out for number one, and that's themselves, which I understand.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if your aim in life is also to help somebody else, you'll get further.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. You'll get so much more further.
The more you give, the more you get. It's a simple concept.
Done deal.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about... As artists ourselves, let's talk about this idea of the album. If albums die, Musica closes, guys, we no more doing albums like the cassette. There's no more cassettes in the world.
Yeah.
Maybe you go to Rebel Music.
No, it's Reliable Music.
Reliable Music Warehouse. Yes, that's what it's called. Thanks for that.
I'm sure you can catch one of those at Colton Center.
You can catch a young cassette there. But they've died. Now, let's say that's what happens to albums.
Yeah.
What do you think you'd release as a project? As an artist, what options do you have? Because my idea is that there has to be a full body of work. That's what I mean. Not single. I'm just an artist. I release singles and you buy those singles. I feel like there has to be that story. So I don't know what I would do personally as an artist if I didn't have
You still
an
have
album.
Music, huh?
Yeah, but...
And music is going strong, but for how long?
We're saying it's dying. Let's assume that it's dead. Let's assume the album is a cassette.
It's dead.
What would you do? You have the streaming option of releasing track at a time. You can... In fact, it'll never really die because you can release a project on the internet, but then you'd have to stick to the sites like iTunes where you buy the the individual tracks or whatever the case may be, but you have the option of buying the whole album.
Yeah.
You know, with streaming sites, I'm a bit afraid that people will do one song.
See, that's the problem.
I want people to experience that journey.
Because when I have a look at streaming sites such as SoundCloud, for example.
Yeah.
I mean, just last week we were talking to Jay Arrow.
Yeah.
His one song has 2.2 million hits from another one which has like a couple of thousand. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know?
And the crazy thing about music now is that in the past you could release an album with two dope tracks and be so successful. I am so into you. Like really olden day music now.
Okay.
Now, essentially, to be a good artist, your album has to be dope.
Yeah.
The whole thing from start to finish. So, in order to establish this, let's talk about this. How do you listen to music? When you get a new album,
yeah.
What's your process to listen to that album?
From start to finish.
Alright.
And then I listen to it again.
From start to finish. So that's how you do it repetitively from start to finish over and over.
I only start shuffling the songs once I've heard it as a full project itself.
Yeah, that's what I do. So me, I listen from start to finish. And then the songs that stuck out to me, I'll play again. Like maybe three songs.
Yeah.
On let's say Kendrick's Damn. I listen to the full project, dope project.
Yo.
Very excellent dope project. And then I'll go to DNA, Element, Loyalty. Those were the songs that really stuck out for me, you know. So I'm trying to think of what would be the best thing to release. Maybe the idea of an album must still exist on the internet, and you don't buy singles from me. You know, but it will probably decrease my sales to quite a large extent.
Maybe if I, because you know how you can't change or edit PDF files. Yeah. I'll put my project out as a PDF file. You have to download the whole.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Because you don't have the... In the album days, you didn't have the option of just buying one. So...
Unless the artist himself put it out
as a single, literally single with a hard copy in the music store. But even that was relatively rare.
No. Okay, there was some time when I stayed in the UK. Mm. Singles were hot.
Hot.
But the thing is, with the single, they've released like four tracks. It's like the actual single, the radio edit version, the remix.
Now all of a sudden we have Touch It Remix 6.
You know what I'm saying? So on a single, you're getting about three tracks.
Mm.
All right. Nowadays, people release a single. Hey, it's what it actually says. It's single.
Yeah.
And no other track going with it. Just take that. You got what you came for.
Yeah. So ultimately, I think it's still possible to have the same concept of a project while you're streaming. But I honestly would prefer fans to listen to the whole project.
Yeah.
It's the buying one at a time that kind of hacks me. And imagine if you really do have one great track, and like people are buying this thing, it's 10 rand. You're getting 0.000%. How much does it take to now be a superstar? You know.
But that's the thing. That's why you got to be triple threat. You know, you have to have more to you than like a girl.
Yeah.
You can't just be beautiful. Otherwise, when your child comes back and now is failing, you're going to look at your wife. Yeah, your titties are beautiful and your ass is beautiful, but my child is failing. What
you
the fuck?
You never told me you were dumb, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you have to have more than what's expected.
Exactly. So, and you know, those people who can sing, who can produce, who can rap, or who've got another one, like maybe acting.
Present.
Exactly. You have to be a multi...
talented person now. The competition's gone
you
up.
You actually have to be a superstar.
Yeah, you have to. In order to be, just to get on the bar, you have to be a superstar.
Exactly.
There's no room for average anymore.
Yeah.
And ultimately, this is what I think about music and art. Because I do buy music, but the majority of the music, I'm going to confess, I don't buy. They're cooking me up with that album there.
Yeah.
That happens. And South Africans, we like to keep quiet about it a lot. Not just South Africans, people in general. But music, to a large extent, is free.
Yeah.
For most people.
No, let's not lie. That black market, it gets dabbled in quite a lot.
Hard. And I think that's why people like Chance the Rapper release free music. But
they make it free anyway, because
it's
the niggas is going to get it free in any case.
Yeah. And then the artist works around his music. My music is something that makes you want to fuck with me. You know, Chance the Rapper is still making money. He's still got projects. He's still working in leadership things. So your music almost just becomes part and parcel of what you do.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's what I'm saying. It essentially boils down to that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because we've seen these people are making money, not even releasing albums, selling merchandise.
Precisely.
So your art is who you are, but there's more to you than your art. Mm. If you're an artist, you know there's more to you than your art. You've been to school, you know how to do different things, you know how to expand yourself. Yeah. So if music is going in that free direction, which it essentially already is, then you better step up, dog. Just be present, create reasons for people to want to support you other than your music.
Maybe we must be those wavy dudes and release our first album like on a USB. Actually on a fucking USB. Put USB. All the tracks. Hey yo man, you gotta listen to this shit.
Yeah, what's
this?
Yeah.
A USB, what you got? Movies? No, that's our album. Yeah. On a USB. And just have the boot filled with USB.
Yeah.
That'll be wavy, new age thing, you know. It's never been done before. Has anybody ever sold you a USB with your own music? With their own music on it?
Yeah, this is ultimately the question, the future of music. What's the best way to pull a cast, Chance the Rapper? Just every time I release music,
I think,
it's free.
Yeah. It just has, because now I think Chance has actually opened the floodgates, because
yeah.
Now everybody's like, he's already done it free.
Yeah.
And his music was lit, mine isn't lit, and I'm asking people to buy it. It's over for my life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But some people are still doing it, because Frank Ocean released Blonde on, he released it independently, and before that he was with Def Jam, but he made way more money as an independent artist online. Than he did ever sign to a label.
Yeah, but I always saw that coming. There's, like, record labels these days, I don't know why these guys are so...
I really think they're dying. I think people, more and more people are starting to understand, because there's the internet and people who do have access to those platforms for their own music.
Yeah.
They're starting to realize that, I don't really need that radio play that much. You know, I don't have to have a label to access me to Metro FM. Because even radio is dying. You know, we're going, the whole entertainment and art sector is moving to a different place. It's in a different dimension.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just think about that. If you're an artist or a musician, what are you doing? What is your plan? Has the album really died? I still don't think the album's died, because, like, there's e-books, but there's still hardcover books, and people will always read hardcover books.
Yeah, well, what if they burn down the library?
Right? Yeah, and CD players might become a thing of the past if every car starts to have access to internet in the actual car, which I think is a very easy possibility for the future.
I saw a clip on Facebook of Volkswagen making this, like, floating car.
Oh, hectic.
So, in terms of the future... It's around the corner. Let me just say that. By 2020, you could have sex without even actually intercourse.
Yeah, you don't even have to be...
Look
yeah.
at the woman and be like, hey, you feel that. I know you feel
yeah.
that.
Masturbating will be an entirely different experience.
You know, cooking will be just, you know, like Tom and Jerry or the Jetsons, like just putting a pill in the microwave and then pop. After 1 minute, you've got roast chicken, seven colors on
yeah,
a Sunday.
Seven colors on a Sunday, you just know, popped it into the
will
microwave.
Be spending more time at church, knowing that they just got to come warm up a pill. Now.
Yeah. All right, no, cool, man. Hope you guys enjoyed the conversation, man. Where is music going? What do y'all think? Let us know. You can always catch the podcast. You can always tweet us at @_worstguys or even at @cliffcentral.com. We're willing to engage in this conversation because this is something that concerns a lot of artists. That's what they have to think about now. What kind of project you're releasing, whether there's a viable success rate specifically for local artists on the internet, especially with this lack of data. But let's wait for data to fall. I think we might get a whole lot that we weren't expecting in South Africa that's been in the background or been behind the curtain. And now we're waiting for data must fall to open the curtain, and we'll see a hella show. So, yeah, thank you for tuning in to The Worst Guys. Yo, just what we're getting up to, I am performing tonight at the Bannister in Bromfontein. Just a young 5 minutes, you know, just to make you laugh a little bit and then go home. And then also on Tuesday, the 23rd of May, there's a charity function at Parker's Comedy Club, which I am on the lineup for. Doing some jokes there as well, so you can come to either of those. But yeah, you can always check out our page to see what we're doing. The Worst Guys on Facebook, The Worst Guys on Instagram, and like I've said, @_worstguys here at Cliff Central.
Yeah,
my boy.
Competing next week, actually.
It's finally here.
Yes.
Wait, so when will we be having this show? Before or after your competition?
What do you mean, which show?
Which day? This show. I want to know how.
Like next week we'll still have a show, but then it'll be 4 days out from competition.
Okay. So we'll talk about it the week after.
Yeah, so it's gonna be rough. You know what I'm saying? Some guys are gonna cry because they're gonna be like, "Who's this black guy that's just taking over the fitness industry?" You know what I'm saying?
New to the scene,
building athletes. You know, Diamond Nutrition. Giving a shout out to my coach actually, because he's been doing some real shit for me. But all will be revealed on the 13th.
Yeah, you feel like you know yourself now from the gym.
I won't lie. I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot.
Come gym with this homie, you'll learn about yourself.
Yeah, man.
You've been hanging with the worst guys. Here we are with the worst guys. Cypher.
Yeah.
Gotta take it easy sometimes, yeah.
People telling me to go left, telling me that it's only for the best. But blind telling me to go right. And I just wanna live my life. I just wanna do myself. Yeah. Said I just wanna be myself. So you could do you, cause I'ma do
me. I'm an 80s rapper, I'm packing the packs. And you know I got that cocaine stacked in the backpack. I'm hustling on my way to get to the studio, because you know I've gotta drop this flow. I'm a worst guy's G, but it's okay with me, because you don't even have to fucking like me, cause I'm gonna be doing what I do anyway. People gonna judge you, motherfucker, anyway. So
anyway,
just stay in your lane, get your dough, cause you know the streaming shit isn't for everybody, yo. You gotta get a plan, you gotta understand that you already the man. No other fucking stand can tell you to be better than this guy, Mark and Gooly G. You gotta wake up a second and listen, cause everybody else out here is tripping. Forget the rules, forget the law, forget morality, because all you got is you, G.
All you got is you, yourself, and you. And everybody knows that when you come through, you see the truth, you see it in your eyes. And you can't lie, it's the motherfucking worst guys doing it on Wednesday. Hey, sexy lady, come and play. I seem to say sexy lady all the time, but I can't deny I got a sexy lady by my side. And I'm gonna see you on the 22nd and on the 23rd and on the 24th and 25th. On the 25th, I'm gonna wish her a happy birthday. 25th of May, 95. Is when she came through, and as a 92 dude had to put a ring on it very soon, but not soon enough, cause I need to get tough, I need to make my pockets buff, so I can show her a new house, a new crib, maybe living somewhere in the hills, North Cliff. We can be looking at the night sky, yes, just me and my Bonnie and Clyde, we ride and die.
People telling me to go left,
go left, telling me that it's only for the best. Bloodline telling me to go right, and you can't fight with family. I'm just trying to be myself.
Yo, we out. It's been the worst guys. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. We will catch you next week, same time, same place.
Wake up.
Yeah, we out.
Yeah. CliffCentral.com.